USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A Washington State infant is in a Seattle hospital after testing positive for monkeypox. Doctors say the patient is feeling better after receiving antiviral treatment. Health officials say the child was exposed to the virus by an infected family member. At least 18 kids have contracted the virus across 10 states. The Biden administration says it has shipped enough monkeypox vaccine for high-risk individuals to at least receive the first dose. Second doses are expected to be available by the end of the month. U.S. intelligence agencies are conducting a damage assessment of classified documents recovered from the Florida resident of former President Donald Trump, according to Director of National Intelligence April Haynes. Separately, the federal judge in Florida on Saturday signaled she intends to appoint a special master to review documents seized at Mar-a-Lago at the request of Mr. Trump's lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
There's new fallout from the release of the redacted affidavit used to justify the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence earlier this month. The 38-page document offers some details about classified records stored at Mar-a-Lago, and it raises new legal and national security questions. The former president and his Republican allies remain frustrated with the search. In a document filed in court late Friday, attorneys for Mr. Trump wrote the redacted affidavit provides almost no information about why the search took place. The former president is asking for the appointment of a special master to go over the seized records. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended four members of the Broward County School Board after reading a report issued by a grand jury impaneled following the Parkland school shooting. Pointing to the board members' incompetence, negligence of duty, and misuse of authority, DeSantis signed an executive order suspending Patricia Good, Donna Korn, Ann Murray, and Lori Rich Levinson and naming their replacements. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A southwestern Oregon wildfire burning since mid-August rapidly spread from Friday to Saturday thanks to strong winds, more than tripling its total burned acreage in one day and prompting evacuation orders, fire officials said. The Rum Creek Fire, about a 50-mile drive northwest of Medford, has burned 4,319 acres as of Saturday morning. That's up from roughly 1,200 acres the fire had burned by Friday morning. The Buffalo Bills Saturday night released punter Matt Araiza from their team following sexual abuse accusations. Araiza and two other football players, all former or current San Diego State team members, are accused of gang raping a teenager at a Halloween party last October. Araiza's attorney, Kerry Armstrong, says the lawsuit is about money now that his client is a professional football player.
He is 100% adamant that he never forcibly raped this young lady or forcibly had sex with her in any type of way or had sexual relations with her while she was intoxicated, whether it be on alcohol and or drugs.
The attorney also alleged the plaintiff said at the time she was 18 years old. The final for this year's Little League World Series is set in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hawaii powers its way to the U.S. title at the 75th Little League World Series. The boys from Honolulu topped Nowheresville, Tennessee 5-1 and won their sixth U.S. championship. Hawaii smashed 12 home runs in the victory and outscored their opponents 47-2 in five games at the series. They now take on Curaçao on Sunday for the World Championship. This is USA Radio News.